Well, first of all, we wanted to send a message out to express our feelings and our concern after the horrific attack that happened in Israel. We thought it would be important for there to be an organized voice of organizations that are more progressive, more liberal, in the Jewish sphere in the United States of America. The line that you quoted was included because we thought it was very important to acknowledge the fact that the blood is boiling in Israel. We know that it is, and we know that it's boiling among supporters of Israel here in the United States, myself included. But at the same time, we wanted to make sure that people understand that it's really, really important, that it's crucial that Israel maintain its status as a law-abiding state that does not act as a militia, but act according to the requirements of international law. And that's why we added that line.
But Israel is preventing food, electricity, water, and medicine to enter Gaza Strip.
We recognize it. We hope that it will be temporary. We will hope that soon there will be humanitarian relief for the civilians in Gaza who do not deserve to suffer from the horrific actions of an extremist Islamist militia which came into Israel and wreaked havoc.
The statement said, "Going forward, we urge our government in Washington and the government of Israel to pave a path toward a political settlement to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, which would put an end to the ceaseless cycle of violence and suffering between Israelis and Palestinians." What could be a political solution when the Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu said even normalization with Saudi Arabia would not be in exchange for an independent Palestinian state?
Yes, we know. We know what the dynamics are in the region. We know that there is extremism. We know that there's extreme hatred. We know that there is a great deal of vengeance on both sides. And we realize that in the current circumstance, and that the current circumstances talk about peace now, although my organization's name is Peace Now, is not realistic. But we also very much want, and we very much believe that we should always keep our eyes on the ball. We should always keep our eyes on the goal, which is to achieve peaceful resolution between Israel and the Palestinians, not only between Israel and Arab states. And we think it's possible. And we think that all the efforts should be made, A, to keep the path open toward peace in the future, and B, to start when time is right with negotiations between Israelis and Palestinians, with international mediation to achieve peace on the basis of a two-state solution. So the idea was to say, yes, this is a time of war. We understand that, but we should also pave the path toward a time of peace.
Israel never would accept Hamas as a partner in a peace process. What should the U.S. do to revive peace talks between Israel and the Palestinian Authority?
There are many things that can be done and should be done, and we are working on a proposal for the administration of both steps that can be taken now and the steps that can be taken in the future in order to do that. Some of them have to do with protecting the areas in the West Bank that are being swallowed by growing Israeli settlement activity. Some of them have to do with strengthening Palestinian state institutions, including the Palestinian Authority itself. And some of them have to do with American public recognition of the viability and the justice of a Palestinian state, a future Palestinian state. We believe that it would be the right thing to do when time comes after the dust settles for the United States to actually acknowledge and recognize Palestinian statehood.